Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Well, I just feel like asking if there's any question. Is there anything that that somebody a question or something that is not clear?
Y a-t-il quelqu'un qui a besoin d'éclaircissement ou il y a une préoccupation au sujet de laquelle je me reste en train de discuter?
Something from the past or now? Any question? I don't know. Yes.
C'est une question qu'on s'était posée pendant notre étude.
It's one question we have been asking ourselves during during the Bible study.
Par rapport au tabernacle.
According to the tabernacle.
Nous avons vu qu'il y avait trois modèles qui sont dans le bouclette. Il y a trois modèles qui sont dans les bouclettes. On voulait ça. Moi personnellement, je voulais savoir.
There were three patterns of tabernacle.
Il y a celui de Moïse.
The Moses
tabernacle.
The temple of Moses, the tabernacle of Moses, the Solomon's temple,
de Jésus-Christ.
And Jesus Christ.
Ma préoccupation était de savoir.
I wanted to know.
À quel niveau on peut situer le tabernacle de Salomon par rapport au lieu saint, au parvis, lieu saint et lieu très saint.
According to the holy place, the holy of holies,
the outer court, the holy place, the holy of holies.
Où on peut situer?
Where in these three places will be situate the temple of Solomon.
Solomon. Si spirituellement, s'il faut voir du point de vue expérience spirituelle.
Okay. The discussion is that you know the in the tabernacle from the pattern, you have the outer court, then you have the holy place and you have the holy of holies. And in the study, they talked about the temple of Moses, the tabernacle of Moses, Solomon's temple, and then Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's asking, through the tabernacle, where will you situate the temple of Moses as per the body of Christ? Solomon's temple as per the body of Christ.
Okay. So, praise God.
Hallelujah.
When you look at the different scriptures given about temples in the Bible.
Lorsqu'on regarde les différentes écritures qui parlent de temples dans la Bible.
There are many of them.
Il y en a plusieurs.
So you've just mentioned three.
Et vous avez mentionné trois.
So let's the first one, of course, is the one of Moses, the tabernacle of Moses.
Je voulais préciser l'expérience du tabernacle de Moïse, de Salomon. Cette expérience-là par rapport aux trois parties du tabernacle, les parvis, le lieu saint, le lieu très saint. Où est-ce qu'on peut situer du point de vue expérience les temples de Salomon, quoi. C'est ça.
I think what he's asking is that in spiritually, as Christians or born again, when you begin from being born again, the outer court at the gate, you move on to the Holy of Holies and the holiest of all. If you, I mean, it is taken literally. So now, when you look at these places, where, in which part of it, in our experience as a Christian, will we say we are now in the Temple of Solomon or we are the Temple of Solomon?
Pourquoi? Parce que le Temple de Salomon a un propos évolué par rapport à celui de.
He's asking this question because from the furnitures, the ones of Solomon has increased. They are more than those of Moses.
Mm.
Yes.
Yes. Many people ask that question. You know, to try to understand the sizes, the dimensions, and the differences.
And but he is now asking,
how does it relate to our own personal,
relationship?
Yes.
And work with
God.
And the answer is that you have to understand the first one.
La réponse est que il te faut d'abord comprendre le premier temple.
You know, you have to understand the one of Moses before you can understand the one of Solomon.
Avant de comprendre le temple de Salomon.
And understand the one of Jesus himself said is the temple. Is it not?
Aussi avant de comprendre celui de Jésus Christ.
But Paul also said that we are the temple.
Il y a Paul aussi qui a dit que nous sommes le temple.
So all of them they come together.
Et les tous sont réunis.
They come together. So let's start from the first one.
On peut commencer par
And then we can understand, we can go to Solomon's
ensuite,
temple.
On va aller au temple de Salomon.
So the temple of Solomon of Moses has three parts.
Le temple de Moïse a trois parties.
And the temple of Solomon also has three parts.
Le temple de Salomon aussi a trois parties.
And then Jesus himself also had three parts.
Et celui de Jésus Christ aussi porte trois parties.
Even the Ark of Noah also, which is a type of the temple, also had three parts.
Et même l'arche de Noé avait aussi trois parties, qui est une sorte de temple.
Now all these temples are speaking about you.
He's
speaking about me. So Paul said, know you not that you are the temple of the living God? And in the morning we read the scripture in 1 John chapter 5
17
and where he said, can somebody read it? It was speaking. Jesus was saying, that as the Lord is, so are we in this world. First John 5:17. Okay. No, sorry, 3:17. So. Okay, it's 4.
And this law has been made perfect with us, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as it is, even so are we in the Lord.
You know, so he is saying we and Jesus Christ are the same. So as Jesus is, So are we.
Then nous serons. Then nous sommes.
As Jesus is,
comme Jésus est,
so are we.
Tel il est, tel nous sommes aussi dans ce monde. C'est en cela que l'amour est parfait en nous, afin que nous ayons de l'assurance au jour du jugement. Tel il est, tel nous sommes.
Now, and in Genesis chapter 1, we are told that we are created in God's image.
Dans Genèse 1, il est dit que nous sommes créés à l'image de Dieu.
So, Jesus was speaking to Philip.
Jésus s'adressait à Philippe.
And Philip told him, "Show us the Father."
Et Philippe lui a dit, "Montre-nous le Père."
And what did Jesus answer Philip?
Et qu'est-ce que Jésus a répondu à Philippe?
All this time you have been with me and you have not seen the Father.
Tout ce temps tu as été avec moi mais tu n'as pas vu le Père.
If you have seen me,
si tu m'as vu,
tu as vu le Père.
You have seen the Father.
Tu as vu le Père.
So Jesus was created, came in the image of the Father.
Jésus venait à l'image du Père.
And the Father
et le Père
and Jesus are one.
Et Jésus, ils sont un.
Is that not what he said?
N'est-ce pas ce qu'il a dit?
And we are created in his image.
Et nous sommes créés à son image.
I don't know if you understand it. So God created us to be like him.
Dieu nous a créé pour être comme lui.
And we are created in three natures.
Et nous sommes créés dans trois natures.
So you have a body, you are sitting on a chair, you have a body, you are in Goma.
Vous êtes à Goma.
You have a soul. In fact, you are soul.
Vous êtes
vie. God, man is a soul that has a body.
Qui a un corps
and has a spirit.
Qui est un esprit.
So there are three parts of you.
Il y a trois parties de vous.
You know, so in your soul, you may not be in this room. You may just your body is here, but in your mind, you are at home.
Âme, you are
tired.
Dans ton âme, tu peux
you are tired.
Ici, mais tu es loin.
You understand? So that is man.
C'est ça l'homme.
And God. The Bible tells us in that first John chapter 5,
la Bible nous dit
verse 7 or 6, it says there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father,
il est dit qu'il y a
the Son,
qui
and the Spirit.
Le Père, il y a le Son et l'Esprit.
So three is the nature of God.
Trois, c'est la nature de Dieu.
Three, the number three speaks
le
of the divine nature.
De la nature divine.
Okay, so that's what the tabernacle is showing.
Et c'est ce que le tabernacle vous présente.
So, if you call it the outer court,
et si vous appelez,
you call it the holy place, or the holiest of all, is it speaking about the three realms of God?
Et cela parle de toi,
or three realms of heaven?
De trois règnes de cieux.
Okay, so all the temples you find in the scriptures,
les temples que vous trouvez dans les écritures,
they reflect this basic pattern.
Ils reflètent ce plan.
The outer one,
le parvis,
the holy one,
place,
le lieu saint, some scriptures say the middle court.
Et il y a certaines écritures qui
parlent. And then the holiest of all.
Et ensuite le lieu très saint.
So when we look at the tabernacle.
Lorsqu'on regarde le tabernacle,
God comes to the tabernacle from the innermost hall. That's for the holiest of all. That's where the presence of God comes.
Et le Seigneur, Dieu vient dans le tabernacle.
And from there he comes out.
Et de là il vient, il pour aller dehors.
So if you look at yourself,
et si vous regardez,
you have your body.
Vous avez le corps.
You have your soul.
Vous avez votre âme.
And you have your spirit.
Et vous avez l'esprit.
And those three dimensions.
Et les trois dimensions.
Are the dwelling place of God.
Sont les demeures de Dieu.
So in Exodus 25 verse 8, he said,
Exodus 25,
he said, build me a sanctuary.
Il dit, construisez-moi un sanctuaire.
That I may dwell in you.
Afin que je demeure parmi vous.
So, man is the dwelling place of God.
Habitué. Afin que j'habite ou demeure en vous.
Okay. So, your body is the temple of God.
Votre corps est le temple de Dieu.
Your mind, your soul is also the temple of God.
Vos pensées, votre âme est aussi un temple.
Your spirit is the dwelling place of God.
C'est une demeure de Dieu.
So, in Ephesians, the Bible says that Jesus paid the price.
Dans Ephésiens, il est dit que Jésus a payé le prix.
And that price is the blood.
Et ce prix, c'est le sang.
So, the blood is a price to purchase your body.
Et le sang, c'est le prix pour racheter votre
and the spirit.
Votre âme et l'esprit.
So that it was a price of redemption.
C'était un prix de rédemption.
Now, redemption means something that belongs to somebody else.
La rédemption signifie quelque chose qui appartient à quelqu'un d'autre qu'on a ramené.
You paid the price.
Vous avez payé un prix.
To redeem it,
pour racheter la chose,
to bring it out.
Pour la ramener.
Okay, now in the temple of Moses,
dans le temple
the first
de
one,
Moïse,
there were seven furniture.
Il y avait sept fournitures.
Now you ask about experience, you know.
Vous avez posé la question.
What is experience? Now, these seven furnitures are seven experiences for you to go through in order to come to the fullness.
C'est le sept expériences ou étapes par lesquelles vous devez passer pour acquérir de l'expérience et atteindre la perfection.
In Ephesians chapter 1,
dans Ephésiens 1,
the Bible says that we are, that he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
Ephésiens 1, il est dit que le Seigneur nous a bénis de toutes les bénédictions se trouvant dans les lieux élevés en Christ.
So there are different dimensions in Christ.
Il y a différentes dimensions en Christ.
And so there are dimensions in the spirit.
Il y a les dimensions en esprit.
And in the spirit you have light and darkness.
Et dans l'esprit vous avez la lumière et le ténèbre.
You have hell and heaven.
Et il y a le ciel.
And in these places there are realms, there are dimensions.
Et dans ces places, il y a les dimensions.
Naturally, you have different places, different countries.
Vous avez différentes places, vous avez différents pays.
But in the spirit, you have dimensions, you have realms.
Spirituellement, vous avez les dimensions.
So the Bible said that God dwells in the heaven of heavens.
La Bible dit que Dieu demeure dans les cieux des cieux.
There are different heavens.
Il y a différents cieux.
The Bible also says there are different types of hell.
Et la Bible déclare aussi qu'il y a différents types de ou niveaux de l'enfer.
The scripture tells us that it says hell and death will be cast into the lake of fire.
Et la Bible dit également que la mort et l'enfer seront jetés dans le feu.
The scripture also tells us in Psalm 86, it says that you have delivered me from the lowest hell.
Et dans Psaume, il est dit que tu m'as délivré de l'enfer le plus bas.
So there are realms of darkness.
Il y a des règnes de ténèbres.
and there are realms of light.
Il y a aussi des règnes de lumière.
For example, Paul was going to Damascus.
Par exemple, Paul allait à Damasco.
And the Bible says that there was a light that came
et
to him.
La Bible déclare qu'il y avait de la lumière qui.
And this light was brighter than the midday sun.
Et cette lumière là brillait plus fort que le soleil.
So this was a light that was brighter than the day.
Ça, c'était la lumière qui brillait plus qu'un jour.
So there are degrees of light.
Ça veut dire qu'il y a de degrés de lumière.
And there was a voice that spoke from the light.
Et il y avait une voix qui parlait de cette lumière là.
So heaven speaks of there are different dimensions of heaven.
Le ciel parle de différentes dimensions.
And that is what the tabernacle is speaking of.
Et c'est de ça que le tabernacle nous parle.
The tabernacle is speaking of dimensions of heaven.
Le tabernacle nous parle de dimensions de ciel.
So it is a drawing on the board or in the book.
C'est un dessin dans les livres. But
it is speaking about dimensions of heaven. That your soul goes from one dimension to another, from another one to the other, and so on. We are told in the book of Timothy that God dwells in a light which no man can approach unto. When Jesus was transfigured on the mountain, his body changed to light, is it not?
Son corps a changé. Il est passé du physique en lumière.
So he went from one dimension to another dimension of glory. So it is speaking about the experience that we are to go through.
Dans laquelle nous devons passer.
Now, the temple of Solomon,
le temple de Salomon,
is bigger.
Il est plus grand.
Because it's speaking about showing the dimension, a deeper walk
il parle du travail
of Christ,
du travail profond de Christ
in the body.
Dans le corps.
So there are, for instance, you look at the tabernacle of David.
Et par exemple, si vous regardez le tabernacle de David,
the tabernacle of David did not have outer court.
Il n'y avait pas de parvis.
It didn't have holy place.
Il n'avait pas de lieu très saint.
It was just one court. The ark was in it. So if you came in, you see the ark.
Et si vous arrivez, vous il n'y avait pas de lieu saint. Et si vous arrivez, vous voyez l'arc.
So he's saying that there is a place in our experience in God, there will not be any more barriers, any more divisions.
Et il montrait que il y a une place dans le Seigneur où il y aura plus de barrières.
So in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19.
Verset 19.
He said that Jesus Christ has made a road for us.
Il est dit que Jésus il a créé un chemin pour nous.
Into the holiest.
Dans le lieu très saint.
And that he has broken down the middle wall or partition.
Et il a brisé ce mur qui divisait.
So the scriptures, there are situations in which it is concentrating to show certain truth, certain things God is trying to emphasize.
Dans les écritures, il y a les différents endroits où le Seigneur
in other situations, it will be emphasizing something else.
Et dans la même, dans une autre situation, cette même écriture sera en train d'insister sur quelque chose.
So, you will come to the in the tabernacle of Moses, which is also the same as in Solomon, you have the gate through which you enter.
Moïse, vous avez le portail ou le parvis.
Then you have the door.
Il y a la porte.
And you have the veil.
Il y a le rideau.
In Jesus Christ.
En Jésus Christ.
All those things are broken down.
Toutes ces choses ont été brisées.
Amen. So let me draw because it's becoming. Oh, we need the light. We need the light. No power. Okay, we can go on. So, this is the court. And then you have the you have the tabernacle itself. And then you have the veil. So this is a barrier. Now, what does the Bible say about barrier?
Qu'est-ce que la Bible déclare au sujet des barrières?
It says our sins have made a barrier between us and God, is it not?
Nos péchés ont été de barrière entre nous et Dieu.
Is that what the Bible says?
N'est-ce pas ce que la Bible déclare?
It says our sins have made a barrier. So there were three barriers. There were three entrances. And in the middle, you have the tabernacle or the ark. It was a box. Now, this box is your soul. Also, the box is speaking about you. So, this box has the cherubim. And then the Bible says, God, you know, that represents the glory of God. And this, this ark, this place is the mercy seat, is it not? It's called the mercy seat. Mercy seat. And it is a place where God meets with man. It's a place of mercy. And it is a place where God meets with man. And there is only one thing that goes, that enters this place. And what is that thing? No, it's blood. Blood. The high priest will go with the blood. And he will sprinkle the blood. He will sprinkle the blood. And of course he goes in with prayer. The incense piece of prayer, but there is something that speaks. And that thing that speaks is the blood. So you also have another altar here. There's another altar here. And you also have another one here. So there are four horns here. So the horn, the altar is speaking about your soul.
Et les cornes parlent de vos âmes.
And altar speaks of the soul.
Il parle de l'âme.
And the soul has four. There are four types. There are four parts of your soul.
Et il y a quatre parties de l'âme.
The mind.
Il y a les pensées.
The emotion.
Les émotions.
The will.
La volonté.
And then the desire.
Et les désirs.
So those are the four natures.
C'est ça les quatre natures.
And so God wants your soul.
Et Dieu, il veut votre âme.
To go from this realm of heaven to this realm of heaven.
Jusqu'au deuxième niveau.
And from this realm of heaven
to
this realm of heaven.
Troisième.
Amen. So it is not just a drawing.
Et ce n'est pas juste un dessin.
He's speaking about you, your experience with God, your walk with God.
De l'expérience avec Dieu.
So Jesus said, I am the temple of the living God.
Et Jésus a dit qu'il est le temple de
so,
Dieu vivant.
What you are seeing
is
a reflection of who you are.
Ça reflète ce que vous êtes.
He's speaking about your mind.
Il parle de vos pensées.
He's speaking about your emotions, your desire,
de
your will.
De vos
désirs. Amen.
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 Ah, some people are sleeping now.
Il y en a qui dorment.
We have to stop.
On va arrêter.
And shake.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we are tired. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So, it is not a drawing.
Ce n'est pas un dessin.
It's not a drawing.
Ce n'est pas un dessin.
It is you.
C'est vous.
Alléluia.
Amen.
Amen.
So you are the altar.
Yes.
Vous êtes l'autel.
There are altars in your soul.
Il y a les autels dans vos.
There are altars in your mind.
Il y a les autels dans vos.
There are altars in your emotion.
Il y a les autels dans.
There are altars in your will.
Il y a les autels dans vos.
As you are here now, there are spiritual dimensions
comme
within you. Amen.
Les dimensions spirituelles.
And you are the church has rejected this message.
L'église a rejeté ce message.
Because you think that the church is a cement and block.
Et parce que les gens pensent que l'église c'est les blocs ciment ou les bâtiments.
So Solomon said, God, you are too big to dwell even in this temple I built.
Et Salomon a dit, Seigneur, tu es même plus grand que les temples que j'ai bâti.
So God is so big,
Dieu
he cannot tell God to stay in a particular house. And even you alone, you are too small to contain God. The whole heaven, the whole heavens, Paul said, cannot contain God. So it is an insult to go to number one. What's the name of that street there? Kisambo or something. And say that is the house of God. It's an insult. To go to Rio Kabaka or something. And say it is the house of God. Amen. So the Bible says, in my father's house there are many mansions. Many dwelling places. Hallelujah. So it says the church is the fullness of God. Hallelujah. And each person is showing forth a particular glory of God. Amen. So, if you are in this meeting now, and you say, don't mind them, you are looking at your time, let them do so I can go home and watch Indian film. You don't understand. Amen. You know, so God, so the temple of Solomon, all these things are speaking about your mind.
Et les temples de Salomon
speaking about your emotion.
Parle de vos pensées et de vos émotions.
Amen. So you are sitting down on a chair.
Vous êtes assis sur une chaise.
God is not interested in your body,
Dieu
as it were.
Par votre corps.
He is looking at the heart.
Il regarde le cœur.
God is looking at the heart. Amen. So, what is interesting to God is you, your inward man, your soul. So, he said, what shall it profit the man to gain all the world and to lose your soul? Your soul is the most important thing to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the day you realize that, your relationship with God will change. The Pharisees, they didn't care about the inward man. They were looking at a physical block. It was beautiful.
Well,
the block was pointing them inward. Just like you see this drawing. This drawing is pointing you inward. So, you are seeing an altar. And it's telling you that your mind is the dwelling place of God. The thoughts you think is the offering. Is the worship.
C'est une adoration.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So David said, I will lift up my soul.
David a dit, je veux élever mon âme.
Amen.
Amen.
So if you come and your mind, you have a bad mind,
et si vous venez,
and you are sitting down,
you
are bringing an offering God cannot accept.
Vous n'êtes pas une offrande que
you have, your body has physically come to a so-called building. He said, these people, they come to me with their mouth. But their heart is what? Their mouth is in Kinshasa. Their heart is in Kinshasa. Their heart is in Bukavu. The other one is fishing in Giseni. The other one is in the central market of Goma. He said, my son, give me your heart. Hallelujah. So as you are coming, there are altars. So on these altars, they are coming from the father's house. Some are coming from mother's house. And they are speaking. The altar speaks. Now, in this altar, there is something that is important, the major thing that is important. Is the blood, is it not? The high priest will take blood and put. You put it on the horns on the altar. Do you know what he's doing? He's declaring war. Hallelujah. He's declaring war. The horn speaks of stronghold. There are strongholds in the mind. There are strongholds in the desire. Hallelujah. Now, this altar was in Egypt. This is where the altar was. Outside. Hallelujah. So there's another altar outside. This one is in Egypt. It is in Canaan. It's in Goma. It's in Nairobi.
In Kenya.
It's in Kinshasa. There's one missing one though.
Nigeria.
In Lagos. Amen. That's why Uganda is here. Amen.
Amen.
This is the altar of Baal.
Amen.
Amen.
That
altar belongs to Baal.
Cet hôtel appartient
so
à Baal.
When a man is born, he's born as belonging to the devil.
Il appartient.
Hallelujah. They are born in sin.
Il est né dans le péché.
The mind is, we read it in the morning, is it not? Darkness. The mind is blinded. Hallelujah. Now, what the church has rejected is that as there are eyes in your body, there are eyes in your heart. As you have ears in your body, there is something God has put in you that makes you hear the voice of God. The Spirit of God in you is to help you hear God's voice. Hallelujah. Samson is copying the Bible. Samsung. Phone. Samsung, yeah. It's copying the Bible.
Samsung.
Yeah. Samsung. Yeah, Orange. It's copying the Bible. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because you use the phone to talk to somebody, you know. You have a spirit. Bible says there is a spirit in man. And the inspiration of that spirit.
La Bible dit
qu'il Hallelujah. Connects him to God. Hallelujah. Mm. Amen. So, you can talk to God.
Tu peux parler à Dieu.
God can talk to you.
Dieu peut parler.
Hallelujah. But the church has rejected it.
Mais l'église l'a rejeté.
The Pentecostal church has rejected it.
Mais l'église Pentecostiste
Hallelujah. And the church is only looking at the body.
L'église regarde juste le corps.
They're only looking at église.
Il regarde juste le corps.
So that you can get offering, money. Hallelujah. And while that is going on, the inward man is dark, can't hear God. Hallelujah. The juju man in your village knows how to hear from the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. They know how to speak to the devils. Hallelujah. They know how to use the power of the devil to kill somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. But the church doesn't know. And because of it, there is sickness, cancer,
hypertension
in the church. And the church has no power. Hallelujah. But when we come into the light, when we understand that you are the dwelling place of God. So Jesus told them, say, see that.